I just wanted to confirm that the previous meeting that we had concerning the multi-use project on 65 Highway, where we discussed the possibility of using the TIF, where we're not going to do that. We are going to utilize potentially a CID, a Special Transportation District, and a NID. And we've retained a bond attorney in Springfield and Oppenheimer out of Kansas City on the bond. And that it's our expectations that we'll petition the court or the commission, we'll petition the commission by about the 20th of July. Because as you know, we have to do that with all the preliminary plans and a 5-year projection as to bond payments and revenue streams and so on to make that petition. And so we've set a opening date of June of 2011, actually May of 2011 to open the first phase of this project. So we have a little bit of a time crunch in that, you know, we know the, as well as you do, we know the statutory requirements of public hearings and so on and so forth. So if we petition the commission on around the third week of July, primarily, I'm wanting to know if there's anything that, other than the statutory requirements of the petition, that the county commission may think that they would want to see to consider the petition for the CID.
Mr. Legal Counsel?
I mean, I've didn't know what the issue was. I just knew that it was had to do with your project, and you had been in before and talked about a TIF, and I heard you didn't want to do a TIF anymore and that you still wanted to do a CID, but I didn't know what today's meeting was going to be about. I would imagine they would want to look at what the project is, what the scope of the CID is, what your plans are with the CID. I mean,
that will all be in the petition.
And you said phase one, and you'll include what phase, you're shooting for phase one of the?
The CID is going to include the 453-acre tract.
Okay.
And within that 453 acres, about 70 acres of that's devoted to the racetrack and the facilities relative to festivals and concerts and all that.
Okay.
Okay. All the ingress and egress, collector streets, sewer water, and all that will encompass the 453 acres. And when you get this petition, it'll indicate various uses on the balance of it for whatever, whether it be additional attractions or.
Will it identify what is owned by the CID?
Yes.
The CID is going to be formed as a not-for-profit or as a political subdivision, or do you know?
Political subdivision.
And as a political subdivision, it does have the taxing power to pay for the infrastructure, but only upon those people that locate and purchase property subsequently in there, so they will theoretically know about it. But what property will the CID own? Because it, as a political subdivision, those are exempt properties from taxation, and I think it would be in their interest to have as little property as possible that would be tax exempt, if you understand what I mean.
Yeah, the only thing that the CID is going to own is an office.
Okay.
A little, like a very small municipal building, 1,500 square feet or something.
When you say they would be interested, meaning the taxing entities of the county,
the
right?
The taxing entities of the county and you on behalf of them.
Right, right. Think. And then the NID?
The NID would encompass the entire 453 acres as well.
Okay.
But that'll be an add-on, if you will, to their annual property tax bill. Proportionate to, it'll be on a per acre basis.
And who's going to form the NID? would it be the county or would it be the political subdivision, the CID? Because the county could end up being liable somewhat on a NID if they back a NID. SID isn't a problem for them. But.
Well, you know, Carl, I'm using Carl Yates in Springfield, and I don't think that question come up. But are you indicating that it'd be better if the NID was issued by the CID?
I don't know if it can be issued by the CID. Okay. I just know that in the past there have been counties that had NIDs fail, and they ended up having to pay for some of the monies that were raised through the NID.
Right. The biggest component, if you wanted to look at it in a global sense, of the SID, the Special Transportation District, and the NID.
Special Transportation, you mean talking about TDD, the Transportation Development District?
Yeah. So it'll be stacked, so to speak. But the NID portion of it will be the smallest portion of it.
And I didn't come prepared for today, but is there an amount of money or amount of property that needs to be turned over to a political subdivision or anything with the TDD, or do you know?
Carl's doing all that, so.
Okay. And again, I wasn't prepared for the topic today. I apologize.
Well, I mean, yeah. The way I understand it, all the road construction and so forth, we use
this whole plan will be drafted up by Carl though and yes. You and we'll see it in advance.
Yeah, and as provided by statute, we have to do a 5-year projection of bond payments, revenue for performance, so
and we'll see all of that.
Yeah, it'll be a complete package. What I was asking that if there's anything that the commission might think that they would need in addition to what is statutory.
Can you think of a for instance?
You know, renderings of facilities and that kind of thing. More
rendering?
visual aids.
More of the facility?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, the more information I would think, the better.
Right, I mean, for the public hearing perspective, you're talking about that.
Yeah, and from their perspective, you know, and at some point, you know, maybe it's none of their business at some point, but certainly as much as you're able, certainly what's statutory they want to see and whatever else in addition to that I would think they would want to see that you would be amenable to showing.
But,
yeah. You'd have like a site plan, I assume,
like
where the track's going to lay, and that would be one of the big issues, of course.
I can't think of anything, I mean, at all.
You mentioned time.
Uh-huh.
He's going to come July 20th is the plan.
That's the third week of July. We pretty much need to get it because, you know, that you'll have your review process. Then there's as I understand it, there's a 45-day hearing notice.
I'd have to look at all the different notice times. When would you get the information or a packet of information to us? I mean, it'd be nice to have it prior to whatever that first meeting is.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The third week of July, we're expecting to get the information and make the formal petition. And then the commission then has to give a 45-day notice from that for a public hearing. So
we'd have
the commission
45
would have
days.
Some 6 weeks prior to a hearing day.
Okay.
You know, it's just, we've done the TDD, but
we've done one CID.
We did?
Yeah, out at
Branson
Creek. We did a CID out of Branson Creek.
And what was that for? The road or something?
Oh, it was for various things, but yeah, infrastructure. Yeah.
Was that done at the same time we did the TDD then?
No, that was prior to the TDD.
Okay.
Been
I think it's before I got here, probably.
It had to be because I don't remember anything like that.
And there may be others, but that
Branson Hills.
But Branson did Branson Hills. We didn't. But we did do the one at Branson Creek.
Okay.
I just want to reiterate that no part of this CID's transportation district, our NID, will have any impact on county taxes as it relates to schools, real estate taxes, and so on.
NIDS is the one that could have a negative influence on us.
NID is one that
And we've never done a NID that I know of, at least not while I've been here. We've never done a NID. I'm not saying they won't, but I mean...
The NID that is at Stonebridge is an additional over and above the typical real estate taxes of the county. The NID is an added amount.
Basically, a NID puts a lien on the properties that are serviced by infrastructure to pay for that infrastructure.
Okay. Is there any questions on road? We thought maybe we were just going to talk about the road. Is that moving along all right, or does something need to be done?
Well, the road, you're speaking of the road, the
front of frontage, yeah.
No, well, yeah, that's going to be part of this project, of course, and I think that that we'll still be asking the county to maintain that portion of the road from where we're going to improve it to where the CID starts, because that's about 1,000 feet is off the property. Okay.
And there's a question about, I've lost track, who's going to build the road?
And who's going to inspect? And what's
I think MoDOT's requiring them to inspect since it's on their easement. Is that correct?
We'll have an engineer inspect the road.
Right.
And then we'll build it as per the plans, which far exceed any county standards. And then the county accepts the responsibility of maintaining that 1,000 feet or 800 feet. Or
okay.
I think, yeah, that's how I remember it.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thanks, sir.
We've got 20 minutes. You want to call a recess?
Might as well recess until
3:45.
Yeah, we should.